You are eating from
like,
it.
Like, no, that's like, for example, for me. For example, like, we do the white mar, right?
I mean, let's say...
Round horseradish.
That goes on the...
When we run out of the ones that they give out, we take from the Seder plate. Yes, we don't take from the Seder plate left over. We run out. That's what I would call a rye. I would call that a rye, meaning I don't use that... It wasn't put out there to eat off of.
Well, it was, because
but like
Shazam
Chag, whatever. Yeah, I don't know, I think it's...
Even the ones that...
Is it not Rav Tashmisha? But one second, but Rav Tashmisha.
Well,
you take
right?
It out of Tashmisha, so every time you take it out, you eat from it.
Yeah, every time you take it out, you eat from it. Every time I take every year, I only take it once
it's
a year.
On the Seder plate for 8 hours,
yeah,
for 7 hours and 49 minutes.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say,
it's not a klezuta.
Let's say I have
not
food out. And let's say we bring out supper.
So what's your get the Rav Tashmisha?
I mean, let's say you have people that sit and eat supper for 5 hours.
Are you not masking this whole Seder? Do you have a different mahalach?
On a Shabbos afternoon, you eat the meal for 5 straight hours, but you're seeing tons and everything. So everything out there, you're not really eating. You're only eating for a half hour from all everything. After that, you're just like...
The only point of it being there is for people to eat off it. There's no other point. What I'm saying is, when you put out the Seder plate and a little kid goes to go and grab and eat the mar off the plate, you smack him, you say, no, that's the lahal seder plate, do not eat it, it's not for eating. At some
if
point
you eat from it,
what?
But if you eat from it, it's still a klei suda.
So my point is, first of all like this, 1 second, I don't eat from it. Do I have to be done? I never eat from it. I don't eat off of it. We bring fresh mar. So that's the first mistake I think the Sefer is making, to say that it's chayv bracha. It's a plea. If I'd be chayv bracha, I'd be bracha vatal.
Yeah,
that's a mistake. And I think there's many people like that. That you eat from the charesis in the jar and the thing, but the egg that turned brown already and the lettuce that turned you know crusty from whatever, you don't eat that. And the zraya, no one eats that. It was never cooked properly. And
I'm just saying.
What? At the Seder, but you eat it the next day, whatever. Right. The place can bring you should read it, but I don't think anyone ever does it. Even if you eat it, you don't eat it off the Seder plate.
I think they're saying if there's a clay suda, doesn't mean eating from it.
Can't be.
I need tamei aleim. Tamei ekra.
This is clay suda. It's
Seder, so tell your tablecloth. I'm sorry.
It has food on it.
I was just saying, now, 1 second. So, Shlav Av, someone doesn't eat off of it, Potter mitvil. Now, someone who does eat off of it, you're saying, now, we have a chilek. When do we go basar of tashmish? When do we say tashmish ara? So I think there's a pasuk chilek. You have a different chilek. You might ask me that chilek. That a tripod is tashmish ara. You go basar of tashmish because no one ever uses a tripod for ikar for achil. Mashinkin a sakin. Some people use a sakin for ikar. Some people, you'll see a person will take this sakin.
I'm saying Seder plate is exactly like a sakin.
Really?
It's really for ceremonial purposes, but I will eat off.
But there's no one who uses it ikar as a place to
do better. It's people
then they like a tripod, I just like the stovetop. No one cooks on a stovetop. No one cooks. Once a year you'll do that. That's I can understand.
Even if it's not once a year, even if it's once in a while.
I'm saying no one looks at it.
So I think you're understanding a different chilek. I think what you're saying is a little south of the Rechit Shurin. I don't think it's... So, and let's say someone would roast on the tripod once a month. Yeah, I was talking. He likes to grill his chicken like that sometimes.
But you're also saying that guy does it for ikkar?
Which guy?
You said you have to find someone.
Sakhachal?
Yeah.
No, what do you mean? Sakhachal Klofim has to be right. Meaning what I'm saying is this. Tashmish Aray, I think the place can say this. Sakhachal Shachon, about to go Basarav Tashmisha. The reason I think he'd be masking by Tashmish Aray the Ramah, the Archachal is punked in the Skasha. But the Svara is like this. A Tashmish Aray, which is a Tashmish, which some people do that Tashmish with such a Kli Bekvias, you can't say that. That's that Tashmish is bottle.
You're masking that it's Bekvias, but that the guy obviously probably.
You know the guy who uses it because?
Yeah, his ikker touch is not.
No.
It sounds strange.
No.
Third strange.
Though. Why? I'm saying, I think they're most talking about a sakin, which was not a neutral sakin. You go to the store and you say, what's that sakin for? And the guy says, well, I sell it to some people to use it for their chicken, and I sell it to some people to use it for their kloffin. Then even if your ikker tashmish is one thing, what do you tell me that tashmish aray is bottle? It's not bottle, because there's some people who use this ikker for such a thing.
I say it's like a Swiss Army knife, dude.
Yeah, I think that's a good example. So some people buy Swiss Army knife because they're campers, and they go out, and they use it bekvias to cut their food, to cut their meat on the grill. So if I go
out, that guy,
and I'm an ikker using it for tikkunim, and I use it one time for my sandwich, you can't tell me the use for my sandwich is bottle, because he's yet a camper who's using it bekvias for a sandwich.
But every Pesach, the guy's going to use it.
But for 1 minute out of 9 hours.
But whenever he uses it. But that's one chilek by the table.
Let's say he's a camper, campers. This guy, camper, most of the day, he's using the knife to chop wood. It's just only mealtime he uses it for food. So,
I'm not sure if that would be enough. I hear. I'm just saying. I also have stam. Another story I just want to add. I don't know if when you take... This sounds like a chiddush. I understand that. This is just for a sniff mama. I don't think when you take that lettuce... What happened? When do you eat off the Seder plate? You eat off the Seder. When do you eat off the Seder plate?
Well, I don't eat it.
When do you eat off the Seder plate? So, Chutzner Moshe Svarah that
he could just... Well,
yeah, when? Right. In what way? In what way?
I'm too late to my, you know, to get a piece of leaf? A leaf? Yeah.
Yes. I don't think that's eating off the plate.
You're giving a...
What? It's not, though. It's not. The serving bowl is the big bowl. So it runs out. You say, oh, I'm missing one piece. Here, let me just grab that. You give that piece. Is that eating off the Seder plate?
No, but
why is
it? You're
right.
Yeah,
maybe.
If I have a salt shaker, and I put it in my food, whatever. Am I eating from the salt shaker? I'm putting in.
Yes, you are. That's how you. That's how you. That's how you give salt. That's how you serve salt. You pour it out of salt shaker. The way to serve lettuce is to either have a serving bowl. Or to go pass around the bag, that's what we do, a little plastic bag, everyone takes a few leaves. But the punk, it's like, it's not
my
punk.
My chips on my plate.
The Ikar of Vado, if you ask him, what's this here for? What is this mara here for? To eat from? No. That's why we have a big bag. It's here for the ceremony. It's here for...
If I put my
potato
chips on my
plate. That's right,
you have to use it.
You go past the Tashmisha. It's not even a Tashmishara. Even Mishitos was not a Shara. You're eating off of it. It's totally as a punk convenience laziness type of thing.
And as I'm saying, a knife is not true by knife. Even a Swiss Army knife that one,
the reason
Swiss
is
Swiss Army knife for chicken.
I think the reason he's chayiv is because there's Yannick camper who goes to the store and he says, I need a Swiss Army knife. I need something to cut my chicken with every night on my camping trip. Every night, just for chicken. For the wood, I have a big long knife. And he'll buy a Swiss Army knife. It's matim for clay suda, for ikker kfiyas and clay suda. Okay, but I'll upon him. Zikr nush pashid, and for sure the way he says it, that stam. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's move on. Okay, good. So we have not agreed on anything yet. The truth is, I don't have a Clark item. Okay, Gimel, we don't really have to spend much time. We already spent much time. I just found a nice, cute little hichatim. So I think I've actually seen this happen. That you find a set of small little ornament screwdrivers that you use to eat corn on the cob. And you know, use it as the holder for corn on the cob. So, and then the same question is what I saw from Reb Falk, the question of using a safety pin to hold up basar to basar kaveh to roast it. So this is the old shayla that we discussed by Arichus Gedoyla, whether or not something that by the guy is mamish mufka from being klei suda, with no shaykhus to klei suda, anyone who uses it for klei suda is a total strange person.
What's
your Falk Sefer? Falk Sefer is called Machze Eliyahu. Machze Eliyahu, the vision of Elijah. And his tshuva there is in Simon Tzadik Tes, Simon Kuf, he has a hemshech over there. Okay, so we spoke about Richus, and he's daiti, you have to look, read his tshuva. His tshuva, he does add a few points that I didn't make, because I hadn't seen his tshuva at the time. I don't think, not Mukhri Chal, we spoke, he makes a big machlokes, Prima Gadon, Moshe, he himself, the Shitasek, has a steer in Prima Gadon, because the Maisa, he is masking that the one Prima Gadon that's Mefurish is the Chari Raya for Moshe, right? That the Yichud of Yisrael is the thing that makes the Kli. What we got stuck on a little bit today is your Prichadosh that, that maybe he has a Sakon Shal Seifrim, and still he seems to be saying five, maybe a Sakon is still something that can go either way, not 100% clear. But what I stand at another Shiloh. Let's say even Lafi Machzalia. Corn on the cob. Okay, I guess it would be. It doesn't touch the food. He's not talking about this corn on the cob case, but he's talking about the pin.
Yeah.
So he says like this. He says he thinks that something which would not be a kli, like the blechin, that prima gadin. So he doesn't. He's not noiches to the svar I was saying that a blech was something that it was taka oimit to be a kli
suda.
Yeah, scrap metal. So he says. So he turns. He says Ramosha's against that, right? That Ramosha about. So he says that's machlokas prima gadin Ramosha. And he says it is, and then he has various makaris. I don't think we discussed that. I don't go into that now. It'll take us an hour. But then he says, but something which had teres kli, like a safety pin, then even Ramosha would be masking me things.
He turns to
Masakim. The bottle doesn't have any teres kli. It's the klipa.
He turns everything into tumatara. He like says tumasakim is tumatara.
That I think is totally unreasonable. And so I think these things are putter from tefillah. That's what I think, but certainly not with the bracha. So the corn of the cob thing, I have a different time. Yeah, it doesn't touch the food. Corn of the cob, you stick it into the cob. What's like a base?
It's all the
food. That's clay suda. No, I think that's a mistake. Yeah, that's a mistake.
Yeah,
it's clay suda. It's like, doesn't have to touch the food. It's like the bone on the chicken. Yeah, it doesn't have to touch. So this is the etzem shayla. This is etzem shayla. But I'll go, it drips a little, the margarine drips on something there. But I'm just saying that I looked at him. He doesn't, Shafak doesn't have any makaris. Aside, he has this like prima gadim, which the prima gadim of the blech, that's his ikar makar, the prima gadim from the blechin. And I think the pasha teres there is that that was aimed to be a klei suda, even though the gadim was and the biggest raya we spoke a few times is the ritva. Mefurish ritva, that why are kelim chadashim chayim and tefillah? We have dvarim mefurashim from the shayinim. It's only because it's a seifei lovely day. And according to this shtikal teres of the you could buy pashut scrap metal, be chayv and tefillah, or you could buy a safety pin. Safety pin is no shaitis. Okay, I think it's a very strong tanya. None of the other svarim really deal with such a thing. He has in this.
The guy will use the pin for the roast and liver.
Yeah, but that's like talking about soifei lovely day. That's I'll use the lashon of the soifei lovely day toma. So the blech I could say even if this guy's never going to do it because he's a soicher and he's a wood metalsmith, but you know like his neighbor the guy might very well one day say can I use it? It's aimed. It's also aimed for such a tashmish. To say so alamai. So I started thinking okay maybe it's aimed.
If a yid could do it, then the guy
yeah
could
maybe
do it.
Maybe a safety pin is also aimed for that. But I think this is totally mikri. It's not aimed for that. But it's a total. Kunz, a punkt lach kunz. The fact that they don't roast their livers is to get out the blood. This is a lachadig thing. And like corn on the cob to use a screwdriver. It's like a total. And the thing's not like if someone's stuck and he wants, you know, he's going to eat his thing. So he takes a screwdriver, sticks it in, and he eats it. And you know, like, let's say by campfire, you have different things to work with the fire. And like someone wants to roast the kunz, you stick it in. Okay, so that's the shayla. That's the shayla that when you buy something which is totally not placed through the. And you're miyachid it. Ramosha seems to say it's pater, the prima gadim seems to say it's pater, and you have to deal with the prima gadim by the blechs. Okay, so leave that. If anyone has any other rise in Makayas for such a shayla, it's very, very interesting. This, so he brings you on this country that maybe Shmua, again, I don't want to say I don't believe it, but it doesn't, you know, you have to really check after these things. It says that Rabbi Asher said that, they said Rashem Rabbi Asher was something that a yahrzeit candle. That someone finished and they wanted to reuse it for food. I don't know exactly why someone would want to do such a strange thing, but you know, the little cup or the metal jar. Maybe you want to serve something in that metal, the big glass ones or the little metal ones. It's a cup. You want to use it.
What was it made for originally? Only your
cups.
Tell me, the little yahrzeit. The
guy makes it.
Sorry. Oh, so I'm talking about the little metal tin yahrzeit.
Oh, the tin.
Or the long glass ones, this high, 72 hours.
The ones that are not shy to be
for beer. What checks?
What?
He says that Yasha was Mesupik because he says maybe this Svara that it's going to be behind Yisrael, and but maybe not. So Tobel Ibrahim. Okay, I don't believe these Shmuas. Whatever. Check it. I'm not sure. That's if he's snap a bottle. Right. That's like in the Chalak Shem. Like made this. This all by Nachshon Shoy that Rabbi is wrong. Meaning the Chayyur is saying the Chayyur. The Chayyur. It's true.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying Machzalio wants to say that even Rabbi Shoy patters by the snapple bottles. He'll be mechayiv by the screwdriver. Because the snapple bottle had Zokhtar Moshe Chiddush had Torah's Kleeper. Didn't have Torah's Kleeper. That's a big Chiddush.
No, I'm just saying, right.
They're also coming from
but that's the thing, Shubu Chayyabi, that was Moshe's Chiddush, right? And you'll marry there, Moshe.
They also had that dig in the Ramah, whether it's the Duke or not, that where the Yid buys the Metaxa of a guy and the Yid made it, but he didn't make it. So then.
Who made it?
Okay. The Yid made it.
No, what else do you want to happen?
The Yid didn't make it, he just Ella. Used it as is.
Say it.
Okay, yeah, that's nice.
We'll see. Interesting.
Arka the Milsa.
Yeah. Baiter, question Dalit. Okay, I think we mentioned this at one point. I didn't get a clerk yet. A thermometer for food, which is metal. It's a metal pin, a pin like thing, a long pin. You stick it into the food, mamish. Into either the cake or into whatever it is, thermometer, much like a thermometer, and on top it has a little dial that tells you the temperature of the food. Chayiv b'tvila or pater from tvila.
Knivas yerek, no?
What?
It's like knivas yerek.
Why is it? You're not doing anything.
It could be very chashuv. No, knivas yerek.
That's like, it's even more, it's even less chashuv. Knivas yerek
is chat. I know, knivas yerek is chat.
Here's something.
I'm saying, my wife bought one of these. Why do some women buy such a thing? Because to pasteurize eggs. Pasteurized eggs means you have to cook it to exactly a certain temperature. They shouldn't get hard boiled, but shouldn't be soft boiled. It's very important.
Oh, for meat also, yeah.
So it's very.
But it's nothing to do with the cooking.
It's a clay hachana for soup.
No, it's not cooking. It's like It's like an it's just you want to know what's going on inside.
It's very important.
It's like a camera. It's like a picture of the. I took an X-ray picture of the meat to know if it was ready inside.
Take a picture. I'll say I'm over at Tosfos. You need makom tashmishi here. Makom tashmishi. Because touches the food.
That's the reason why it's butter is because I'll stop touching the food.
You're not being mishtamish with the food.
Let's say you had to touch the food with the camera.
Yeah. You put the camera to the food.
If part of preparing food was that you had to see what was going inside the cake, and you had a special pin that at the end of it was a little video camera, you stuck it in order to see in.
It's not cooking.
It's part of the cooking.
You have to be tight on the light in the oven because the light shows you how it looks. You'll know when to take it out.
The light doesn't touch the food.
It does. Zaya.
Zaya?
Yeah.
In Zaya Beichel. What? You want to say it's putter?
Yeah, I think
it's putter. He doesn't, they don't have. I think it's like, is this like a relatively new thing? I mean, look.
I remember being growing up.
Members, they had such a thing, right?
I think that's old, though. Growing up, we had
them. What?
They've had pami ones in.
Interesting.
The plastic, yeah, they put plastic, that little thing in there, when it gets through, I don't know, check.
Mad Home? I checked on their Mad Home, it doesn't have it.
Those are old. Like, they definitely had that. I remember my grandma having that. Those are old.
Okay, so this is very interesting. We'll have to check this. So you guys are saying it's Potter and Gans because it's not. Now, I'm not really sure what you're saying. What's the Svara? The Svara is... One second. Let's just get it straight. Metal touches the food, aids in the cooking. So what are we missing?
Aids
in the cooking.
It doesn't eat in the cooking.
What?
We said anything
you don't have to bring it to the table. No. Things that you don't bring to the table. Anything that you don't make a tikkun. This makes it very gewaldig a tikkun.
My tikkun is just a gilam also.
There's no physical.
One second. Yeah, I'm just not copying something. Let's say you have a certain type of stirring thing, something you use to stir the food. Not so important to stir the food. It helps to stir the food, but it's not so important. Do you have to be taken?
It's usually very important. It is maisif.
Why? Because it's maisif tikkun. Not so important.
No, but a physical tangible.
It's not maisif. It just creates an idea.
It's nothing. It's just knowing. It's like kani. It's a gi, that's what you're saying. It's
not telling you your chicken's kosher.
It's not directly involved in the physical. It's very. Oh my, like, this is just providing information.
Yeah, it's a ruchnius thing. Yeah.
Providing information so that you can make the proper tikkun.
Put it in a pan.
Providing information.
It's an informational.
I was telling you. This is before I learned to say this. I didn't make a brush. Okay, I'm masking. I'm pretty much masking. Pretty much masking. It's interesting. Meaning the point is, it's not doing anything except giving you information to tell you what to do. So information, which is important for cooking, interesting.
We're just trying to pull some more memory cards.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Okay, next, Shiloh. This is a good one. Kedem Incorporated. That's not part of the Shiloh, no. Kedem is just owned by Faisnish, Mr. Kedem. So I assume this is not true. I wrote here that they get their bottles from China. They probably get them locally made, whatever it is. But they get them from a Goyish distributor. Does Kedem have to be Toivo, their bottles, before they go sell them to Yid? It's choiceless. So the question is like this, is it choiceless? Because when they make the bottle, there's no wine in it yet. So it's not, at this point, it's not bottled to any food, right? Not bottled to any, you're saying the das?
Something
in Moshe, when I buy from a goy, a bottle of wine, a kosher bottle of grape, apple juice from a goy, or Snapple. So to me, that Snapple, I'm buying a Snapple with a peel. That's what Sir Rosh is calling it. It's the shell of the Snapple.
So what happens if I buy shells? You're buying shells, but
what if I buy shells? What was it bottled to? It's bottled to the wine that didn't go into it yet?
I think this is clay soup. That clay start.
Right, exactly. Why would Kedem have to be tovel? Kedem's not drinking. Why would Kedem have to be tovel?
As much as we don't like the Svara.
No,
I'm saying Kedem's not.
I don't think this is clay start. I'm sorry.
Kedem's not drinking from it. Why would they have to be tovel?
Right, I think it's clay start.
Yeah, why?
What is this, the classical?
No. This is not the. One second. This is not the regular clay start. This is somewhere in between clay Svara of merchandise that you buy in the store where they sell kelim and the restaurant. One second. Let's just say like this. One second. Let's just
put it in a glass bottle opposed to a glass bottle.
One second.
It's fancier.
Fine.
Because they want it to sell better.
Fine. I just have the following question. if we accept the chilek, which others don't accept, but if, at least the chumra, I think even the kula, but if you accept the chilek that, when I sell dishes, that's place chayrus pata from tefillah. So if I have dishes, that I sell dishes. So I'm makbir, a speck of food shouldn't touch these dishes. So right now they're not klesuta because they're not for food. But to make me money, and not for food. If food goes on it, I'll be very upset. If someone comes into my store and starts putting food on the counter, I'll be very upset.
Masha Inke,
one second. I just want to say, there's a chilek, what's now that's a little more complicated. Let's just chalak between that and a restaurant. I think by a restaurant, and this is what Ramosha says, for a duffer pashut, at a restaurant, we don't say you have a heter klei schayra. That's klei suda, which provide me schayra, which provide me a geshef.
So really, I know they're really eating for me.
That's
honest,
it's klei suda, it's klei suda to eat, it's eaten off of every day, and my point in it is to make money out of it. Fine, so if we accept that chiluk, where do kedem bottles fall? Are they mamish like klei schayra? No, they're made to put food in them.
It's only
I think that's the whole point.
It's not,
the
like,
point
you're,
is
it's not like you're letting everyone drink
food,
from it.
It's not for food, it's for merchandise. It's not merchandise.
Well,
these bottles
not,
are merchandise.
They're not drinking from it and then paying you after, right?
What?
You're not giving them samples and then they pay you for it. They bring it to their house.
Stop cannot.
Fine. Fine.
If someone's in the factory, they'll hop around and take a sip out of it. I would throw it away.
Klei chsun, fine. Chayav
b'loy bracha. It's for food distribution.
Food distribution game?
If somebody were to, is that one of the factory workers took a sip out of it, right? I'd be very mocked on that. I want to be drinking out of these bottles and throwing it away. Very,
if
very
you come in my house and do that, I'd also be very mocked.
I'm very mocked that people don't use these freely. Off the company, they're very, very mocked.
Can you pass me that safer, please, Alicia? So I think he says like you guys. One second.
I mean, this is the case with like old nuts in all these stores. They put nuts in it and the beautiful glass when you buy.
One
I understand. So when you buy kedem, you have to be turbo, no? When you buy kedem, oh, you're saying you're gonna throw it out.
What do you mean? Let's say you're gonna reuse it. One second. No, you're gonna reuse it. You still have Ramesh's set there, no?
Yeah.
One second. Can we? Is,
yeah.
Is this
yeah.
complicate
yeah.
matters?
Yeah. If you want to use Ramesh's set there,
well, if you're dressed, the other guys were chayiv.
What?
Well, if they were chayiv, really, then you're chayiv.
Who is chayiv? Yeah. So you're saying they're not chayiv. Glass.
Oh,
I quote.
Dump it down in dump it down flavor.
Section one, part 10. I'm sorry. Part 11. Glass utensils or containers manufactured by a non-Jew filled with food, I'm not sure if it's that case, let's see, filled with food and later acquired by a Jew do not require tefillah. I'm sorry, here, that was not the case. What is that case? That case is Tom.
It's regular.
Yeah, yeah, that's Ramosha's regular case. Here's the case, though, I believe. Glass utensils or containers manufactured by a non-Jew and filled by a Jewish proprietor, i.e. factory, grocer,
nice.
Etc. That's Kedem. This is Kedem. Assuming that Kedem probably makes their own bottles, which fine. But I'll tell you, very interesting. I'll tell you in a second. Yeah, so it says, what's the halacha? Do not require tefillah before it being filled. 23. Why? The habishut beis Yehuda hamuva biyad Ephraim simen kufchav sif alef kosa the tzluchis she'im mishtamshim bohem levashol oilish tois mamish. They're not used to cook or eat loichashi b'klei suda v'ein chayav and tefillah. I think Ramosha really quoted in the Jewish beis Yehuda. Probably not, right? Okay. You can probably just send me something. V'ein chayav and tefillah. The first thing he's saying is that, like you're saying, even though you're putting food in it, it's dafka not to eat. It's a shayla of the rabbanans. The third thing he's saying, something about rave tashmisha. I don't really get that. Something about schayr. Something to do with schayr. It's a regular schayr, but I guess that's what you're saying. It fits into the schayrs of schayr. Now, I'm going to tell you that I saw. Yeah, I don't know. That's what he's quoting on this later thing about the clay svara. I'm not sure. But I think the Iker svara, it seems to be saying from Moshe that Kedem would have a heter. Now, I saw one of these svarim that Shnasa Shmita. First of all, it could be your Nissan Pirelli to Stam Achman the Shaila. I'm not sure. But certainly, following Shaila, he was certainly not. But what happened during Shmita? During Shmita, the Eitzer Beis Din doesn't sell the wine. They do Chalukah. So what did they do? So they were getting bottles from Chutz Laaretz to fill up with Eitzer Beis Din wine on the Shomer Shvius farm. Grape vineyards and to distribute bottles. So would this be any different? I might hear it's not schir necessarily, but he's saying well, it's not schir, so it's distribution. Why is it distribution? Let's call it chalukah, whatever it is. I think the only thing you pay for is the bottle. Right? You can't pay for the. What? It's chalukah. Let's call it like one big communal shutfus. That whoever pays comes part of the shutfus. That they just to help produce, just to help bottle and ship it, and then you just pay for that, and that's what you're getting. So the bottles that this whole big shutfus is buying from the.
So they really what? They're buying it for you.
It's worse. It's worse than saying. You're missing Lamaisa. I think this was Achim Reis. You're missing was Mechayim to be tayvel a million bottles.
Really?
Yes. Take a million bottles to the Mikvah. And then they said it got so out of hand, they stopped doing it. Now they get Jewish bottles. Whatever.
How did they do it?
How did they take a million bottles?
These
yeah, some little Filipinos down here in 6 months. I don't know. No, so the question is, what are you saying? You're saying maybe it's taka worse?
I'm saying they're buying it for you. They're buying it, when they buy it, they're buying it for the people, for chalukah. So it's really, it's like the yid buying.
So it's taka could be worse. But what?
Isn't it still like
it's still a klipa, I think. Yeah, it's still chaisel. Still chaisel.
Why is it bechal?
What?
Why is it bechal? Ever?
No. Because the Moshe Svar, I think, is that it's a chaisel for his geschäft.
Is it a kli?
One second. If I go buy a bottle in the store to use on my table for apple juice.
No, what's it? Chapani.
Even if it's chapani, chapani would be a different svar.
When you buy a bottle, you made your own wine at home.
Yeah, and I buy bottles.
You buy a bottle for
so it. Question is that. Okay, that's a difference for you. These are not chatpami. They're not bad some chatpami. They're very durable, usable items. This is Moshe didn't use this for chatpami when he said this heter that you're the one shafting the kli. It's not chatpami. It's really a very usable item. He said a difference for chaisel. That's what she tells her. That Moshe chaisel could be very strong, durable.
Chaisel is one time.
Why not?
I think Moshe's lumdus there was that it's not clay suda, meaning dear, the ikrzach is. Reuven wants to get, or the guy wants to get his wine to Shimon. So the Iker Geschäft, Iker Esek here is wine being transferred. Punk, you need something to hold it. So that holding is just totally tough.
That's what I'm saying. So even if you bought it, that's what I'm saying. So why you never, chayv for a bottle? According to that story.
But if I buy it to put my wine that I produce in my backyard and put on my table, that's not.
Then you're going to throw it out. Right? Meaning, it's all, why isn't that also a chayv?
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe used Lashon Zurich.
She never be chayv, even if you bought it on your own.
So you're saying Ramosha's head of chayv will apply also to Etzer Beis Din? Only because it's chayv pami? Let's say people plan on reusing the bottles. Then it's the same thing as Ramosha. It's Ramosha's same head, you're shafting the kli. It's too late. I mean, when you got it from the guy, why they went to the guy? They went to the guy and they made a hazmanah for 1 million bottles. For what? So you're saying for chesnes. And the fact that that bashas that they bought it, there was no food in it yet. What was the heter there?
Right, there was that
huh?
Didn't Ramesh lose that svara?
Did we answer that?
You're being into the kli that can't be malfunctionable. Something that is actually functional many times in the glass.
I'll speak in Ramesh was makel.
Was he makel for the time you were making into the kli?
Yeah.
It's not chesnes.
Yeah. Meaning it's mutter to use once, not you don't have to enter the contents because it's bought. And even if you reuse it, then you're shafting the clay, so it's okay.
Yeah,
that's what you said. So what do you do with the, did we answer that other time? What about the fact when you buy it, it's not yet bought for anything? You buy from the guys, and I have a beautiful glass bottle. Then I decide to go fill it up with yayin.
Clay Skoda the whole time.
What?
Clay Skoda the whole time.
When I buy it,
when I buy it, it's not a chaisel. But the shas that I buy it, it's not bottled to the wine yet. There's no wine. There's no wine in it. I bought it in order to.
My thing, my actual chaisel is that the Gemara talks about, right? My tomorrow. Is that chaisel before I filled it with my tomorrow? It's not called
chaisel. It's a wicker basket. It was made before, you say.
Yeah.
Here.
Check
on my shirt
good.
He's talking, seemingly speaking to Kedem. They're buying bottles. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, even though it was made beforehand. Yeah, here, all chosos are built around the food. You're saying first they're built, and then, but they're used. That's what they're made for. That's what it's for. So we're saying that even though Oitzer Bezdin has a greatest. But it's still the point of these kelim are still chaisos. That's what you're saying. Even if it's chaluka, the point of these kelim are for chad pami transportation type. So you're saying even from my backyard to my table, it's not a kli suda. It's a chaisel to the wine. I just want to get the wine to the table. You hear that? It's worse, no?
Yeah, it's wild chiddush to say that you can put that.
Because there.
So if you buy stuff, you buy a glass jar from your grocery store, and you want to use it to store.
Trying to empty out
but you're you told
no,
the
it's different stories. When you buy it.
No, you told the Chinese guys to make it like this. What's the case?
I think it could be worse. If I go buy an empty glass bottle and want to use it to bring from my backyard to my table,
that's
not just transportation. I want to use it for clay suda.
Right.
That's a shtamshis of clay suda, because the ikar shima is just to put it on my table to serve.
Now you're going
to
say my picture is also going to be...
But it's the same clay. No, it's not the same clay.
No, but Mashenki and Snapple. Snapple is only interested in getting it from their factory to the supermarket to your shopping cart, to your house. After that, they don't care about the...
Otherwise, they're going to be plastic bottles.
So all that, that's its ikar yield. Its ikar yield is to get the Snapple from the factory to your house. That's all bottle tuffle klipa. But here... From my backyard to my table? You can't that. Even if it's mamish glass bottle, even chad pami, that's mamish klei suda. You're saying you don't see a difference? No difference?
It's harder to say the difference in the heads of them, because there, I'm definitely doing it to bring to my table.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I want it to bring the food.
I have my
table.
Wine. I don't think that's not just.
It's like saying I brought my pitcher. I bought a pitcher, a water pitcher, just to bring the water.
But you have the chad pami.
That's the whole point. No one's going to throw it out. That's the whole point. In a chalami, a pitcher is a pitcher.
Yeah,
you're right.
Throw it out after you use it for klei suda. I who had in every bottle, so I think it could be there's a difference. Every bottle that
here was lachas lights.
But he's that's what he's done. No, you filled it up just to get it from your backyard to your table. What else?
It's different.
What?
That's the picture. Here, the bottle is not a. It's not like a. It's only just to store it for that close use of drinking it. You know, you just want to drink it.
I don't think it would happen.
What's the data?
Anyway, since somebody was buying the bottle, I don't think they would. I don't think they would only use it once. Somebody's making wine in the backyard, they probably
won't use the bottle. Yeah, you see this? Look at this lotion. Hare itzla ha-moicher hu mamish ki-klipas ha-goizim. Afim nimi ha-moicher ha-vata ha-kli. Rak linin shvira v'shabes toli ba-lekech. Avim nin tfilo toli ba-nachri ha-moicher. Shemoich shi ha-kli ha-klipa. Hare ima ha-kshu ha-kli. Shal nachri shalokach menu. Kivin shvoi itzla ha-nachri b'chashchiv ha-kli. Ach tam zeh, rak be'elu, sha'amayker ein moizel klon mitzad kan kam atzul, he's saying it, but if it was a chash with him, it's different.
Like he has a riot, they don't charge more
for
yeah, it's not like a chash, sometimes it's a chash with him. So then fine, I think fine. So okay, that's klon, that I think would apply to Oitzer Beis Din. It's be'ikr, eitzel ha distributors, eitzel people want to bought these, it's not chashiv, because chashiv is just to distribute it. Sha'ink and the guy in his backyard, bifrat that he probably reuses it, then it's certainly
that's like a pitcher.
Even right, because then even the first time. Right. Okay, he's contributing gonna be chet. Okay. Hey, we did it. No. If he reuses it, Zichur. If he's gonna throw it out, I still think he should be
yeah.
Table.
Yeah, that's only inside being zul, because by him.
Yes, mamshukli. This guy, I'm not a wine seller. He says, "Eitzel hamaycher is in the chashivas kli." But me, wow, what do? I have wine I make. I, I went to the store. I said, I need tarich mashu b'chashivus kli. Even if it's just for one time. About that, you're the one filling it up to bring to your table to pour.
It's just a way to get it to your table.
Filled it up, poured it out, like
the mashu kli. You're not the meicher. You're not just trying to transport it across country. You're trying to...
But it's not a pitcher, because that's what I'm saying. That's what he was saying, a pitcher you don't throw out.
The reason why you throw it out is because it's Zul. It's Kashivus of a Kli, it'll last forever.
No, I understand what I'm saying, but it's because...
Ramesha has his point, though, that you have to, it has to be that the Meicher, the one who shaft put the food in, which is the Meicher, by him, there's no
carry. So you went to a glass bottle.
The Meicher just wants to transport cross-country. I don't think... Well, your Iker Shemesh, what do you think when you're filling it up? I'm going to have something to pour from at the table. That's why you're doing it. That's not what the Meicher's doing. The Meicher's not, I want to provide this guy with a clean to pour at the table. Yeah, he just wants to get it transported. Could be his. That sounds like permission saying, okay, look into that a little more. Fine, very nice. Number of. Is that what we're up to? Yes, well. Yeah, a pie holder. Fancy, decorative. You know what I'm talking about, yeah? It has like a cake comes on a stand and it comes to the table, big, beautiful, crystal glass thing. The Socher Pashin needs tefillah. The question is with or without a brach.
I mean, what do we say with things that you don't eat from it.
Goes from there onto your plate. Onto individual plates. No one eats it. We're talking about a fancy cake.
So what do we say with things? Do you mention Ramesha?
Well, serving platter. It's similar to a serving platter.
Things that you bring.
And a chanami, so you're saying it needs a bracha. I'm asking. I think together we said, the reason I was asking this question is because this question I was not asked by anyone, this is my own. What?
Lid doesn't need tefillah, right?
Lid?
Yeah. Sometimes it comes with a cover of the cake, right. So flies don't get to it.
That's what you saw.
Sorry, it doesn't need a bracha b'cha. Yeah, it doesn't need tefillah b'cha. But the reason I was saying this is because this chiluk that we mentioned, the shaita, was a little bit not mugadar to me and a little bit not furish to me. And that is that we said, Kiv Eger says klei yichson. So no. So he said, Clark, you think in your cabinet that holds the big jar of sugar and coffee, the big ones that you don't go near the table, stay on the counter, coffee, tea, sugar, those things. That's Kleichson. I'll say that Kleichson. So the question becomes, okay, what about a salt shaker? You don't eat out of a salt shaker. It's a Kleichson for salt that you use to put into your other kelim, which you eat out of. So maybe that's your Kleichson. This is not. So there was a Haggadah said by the place, whatever.
They bring to the table.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
Like a salt shaker. Someone's on a salt shaker. Things you bring to the table.
You don't have to bring to the table.
A salt shaker?
No. You don't. A clay soup doesn't have to be brought to the table, obviously. No.
What type of clay soup? Oh, so we said a chilek. Yeah, so we said a chilek. We said anything that's from the Iker Tikune HaMichel. That's not. Kiv Eger was a svarin clay yachsun, right? Anything that's prepared, that's preferred from the Gemara, the kumkumis, the yoyreis, the all the things. So if it's for the Iker Tikune HaMichel, bracha. Ichsun, which we said really might fall into the category of what. I didn't even mention that here, but that's what many of this farm think that a vegetable peel should be chayav with a bracha. That's what we point out from Rebelski. No way, no bracha. Not a chashivas. No bracha, yes. Rebelski was the first one, I think, to point this out. That's Kenina Sierra Kamamish. It's Mamish the Prisha on the Shach and the Taz that Gaziz Sierra. Somebody goes in Chashivas. Ramesha himself doesn't quote this Prisha. Ramesha quote goes himself back to the Sheresh, the Gemara itself. Ramesha, that's why we said that maybe Ramesha by the toaster is difficult because maybe it should be, maybe at least be by Kenyan Sarek. Okay, so it could be Ramesha held this was even less question. Kenyan Sarek just drying out. Fine, that was a Chiddush. But a lot of people, I saw a lot of them, like, oh, Ramesha said some crazy Chiddush. This idea of Klei Chson and this idea of Kenyan Sarek is Mamish Tvarim Freshes. The question was, so what's with the salt shaker? You don't eat out of a salt shaker. It's not from the Iker Tikune Michael, and you don't eat out of it. So it's Klei Chson. So the Paiskim said, like this Svara, I think, I didn't see this Mefurish anywhere, that since you bring it to the table, I mean, everything else we have Mefurish Makaris for.
Why is it different than a pot?
It's Mefurish, that's Iker Tikune.
No, a pitcher, let's say a pitcher, it's not different than a pitcher. A water pitcher, you don't drink out of the water pitcher, anything, you don't, a chulin, the serving, anything, you don't drink out of it, you don't eat out of the chulin pot, out of the
chulin pot. Tell me, that's really, I guess, what I'm asking here.
A servant, like a middle stage.
Yeah, a bowl that's not for, it doesn't make any preparation, but it comes to the table. Yeah. So Madino. So okay, so I'm saying like this seems to have been accepted. Like everyone seems to accept this. And it's chayiv with a bracha.
It's called klei soup.
What? Someone's on with Sevlahedi about the salt shaker.
What? We have a cholent bowl.
No, not that like, you don't cook in. Yeah, some people have like a fancy ornament.
Only a cholent bowl.
Yeah. Present. A lot of things are present.
Also preparation for salads or whatever it is. Shanam.
What, and what's, who says that? Who says
so
that?
So I saw this Shem Shalom Zalman by Salt Shaker. And the various Heintiger place games seem to say these Hagdar is that the things that come to the table.
Even a Kideiro's Machar for metals and things like that.
No, Machar, I have no problem. I have no stuff you need to deal with. Question with a bracha, yeah. Tefillah must be performed upon the utensil, although it is not or will not be used at a table at which food is eaten. That probably just means real, either kli yichson or yeah, or something that you really prepare with. How do you say Salt Shaker Machia? I should check what it says here. I think that's the thing. It's an interesting thing.
Salt Shaker, we had another time
ago. I still have a problem because the mice, like the place can. Some of the Heidegger placements seem to have missed this whole point in general because they think that a peeler, they think all these things that we have this problem from Kivis Yarek, like a peeler, I think it's Chayav the Bruch anyway. So like they don't have that point. Then they just, of course, they assume the Salt Shaker also.
Where are they coming from? They're not coming from the Shackle Dash.
I don't know. They just say it's used for, they say this, like it's used for potatoes, only potato peel, it's not right, it's a sack of shechita, no bra. It's used for vegetables, shirai, then avadiya. What's Machia? This is very interesting. Like, this point seemed to have been overlooked by many. And Memeila, Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Aleph, this
time. What's the name?
Machia. What? Right. Machia, Tuna Tila Bibracha. What's his Makarsha? Hey, Al Melech Mavarch and Shahakal. The Kivin Shish, Lashem Oichal, Mikri Klesuz.
Eat it as is. He's saying you can eat it as is. He's saying you can dip your finger.
You can do a lot of things.
He's going to say you might have said it's not food. You might have said it's not food. You make a shakal. It's part of the
sauce. That's not how we had that during Ma, that it wasn't right yet. Salt is not edible. Right. We had this already.
Why is it not edible?
You don't eat salt.
You use it for. We said Rechaim.
That's not chasutik.
I think he's saying it's not.
So he's saying it is edible. It is rice.
It's not
chasutik. Okay. So this, yeah. So I'm saying, I have a different problem. You don't eat out of it.
You don't miss me. That's before you're on Shiloh, because you make a shakal. It's not chasutik.
Yeah, but let's say I don't eat.
So what? That's a
chayla. I don't dip my finger in.
Yeah.
Let's say
people don't eat it.
He's saying if you use it because you dip your finger in. Let's say I don't dip my finger in. I just pour it in.
Okay. No.
Wait a second. So I just think that maybe the pshat is that, like, who's to be magdal? Like, it's clear that forks and knives. All my forks and knives you mamish eat out of. I guess like that tonight, lo matzino such a thing. You mamish eat out of it. What makes them the place for you? Okay, I'm from the Sudan. Salt shaker.
Salt dish though, you dip your collars in balance, right? Balance needs to go.
This brings us back to the Pesach cover.
Well, that's no. Salt shaker.
Listen, I've counted that you don't need this tonight of tikkun chashuv. So then automatically you're, pots, you're back to the pots, the same thing. You chayim in pots.
Pots are different, pots are cooking.
I'm saying, if you're not in the pressure to take a chasha, to take a cut, anyone who holds is no chilek.
Yeah, so the chalef is
saying they just hold this.
Okay. Kli matches shemoytzi emtza tapuach bekalif apple quarter. So I don't even know what I'm referring to myself.
What is this apple quarter?
It's a. I'm talking about this. It has a knife shaped in eight two handles.
And it has, meaning it has like this. Meaning it has like a
shaped, yeah, in the middle.
The middle has a shape, the size of a core. Then it has like this.
Yeah.
But it's like the shape of a key, like an apple. Right. You put it on top of the apple.
Right.
Press down, yeah. And what comes out? Like so basically,
like it saves you about 3 minutes in the morning.
Yeah. Exactly. This is the top. Eight pieces of apple pop out.
And
your
slices
out,
broke.
And the core is in the middle.
Goes through that part, and then your slices go through the rest.
So, is this brought to the table? No.
No, but you're cutting it's a knife to
cut your apples. You're saying like a chicken knife.
Chicken scissor.
A chicken scissor, so that we say not, because it's used for raw meat, and that's exactly right. Shashchita. So what is, yeah, but is this near bracha?
Sure.
Why? It's not klei suda.
A knife you use to cut your apple into pieces and you're going to make a bracha on it?
Of course, it's not klei suda.
Okay, so that's what this is doing.
There's no business at a table.
What about the knife to cut the cake?
That's my suffix.
What about the knife to cut the cake?
Knife to cut the cake.
You know that big knife?
That's the knife that you bring to the table to cut the cake.
Okay, what about my knife for cutting my salad? Let's say, I make special knives for cutting lettuce. When I'm preparing my salad, I don't bring it to the table.
No, but you cut bread also.
No.
He's saying kitchen knives. He's asking kitchen knives.
I'm not saying kitchen knives. I'm saying dafka ones for lettuce. They make dafka a lettuce knife.
I'm saying vegetable knife.
Usually not metal, but
vegetable knife.
Say what?
Vegetable knife that you cut.
A lettuce knife?
Vegetable knife that you cut with.
So I think I'll zen them are a pisha shachintaz.
That's the same thing.
That's yerek. It's not a chasham bazaar. That's all it's used for. I don't think you can make a bracha. That's knivas yerek. Question is here, maybe it's taka very chasham. That's my answer. What?
Also, what would you say just a core?
For an apple, it's a chasham. It's a chasham.
What would you say just a core, though?
Then you have a thing just, also just the core.
Just a circle. Like, just a
no,
metal circle.
No, it's not a circle. You put it in.
Just a metal circle, you shove it through.
No, but the truth is though that this...
What would be with that?
No, but this also...
No, that's right. That what you mean. That has to be. That's good, but that's exactly
it's
what's happening.
It's a Zach cutter. It's worse, it's true.
That's exactly...
But it's not, really, because it's a cutter that doesn't come to the table.
If you're cutting out things...
You never bring this to the table. That's what you bring it. If you want to serve apples, pieces of apple for dessert, you're going to bring this to the table. It's embarrassing. Do it in the kitchen.
No, I'm saying if you used a knife, if you bought a knife for cutting apples...
That's what he said. I think no.
You but would not be...
Let's say you have a special thing, special salad knife, lettuce knife. Usually they're plastic. Let's say the metal. It's gizizas yerek, no? Clear. It's something that's not
no, I know, I'm saying because cutting apple is different. Cutting apple is not a preparatory state. Cutting apple is eating it. I'm saying different.
Now, I'm ask him if you do it at the table, because you don't do it at the table. You do it in the kitchen. It's not klei suda. It's not something that's part of the
suda. If you bought a knife to cut apples, a bada, you'd be tovala, right?
Do you bring it to the table?
It looks funny. This one looks funny.
If it looks funny, you wouldn't bring it to the table? That's what I'm questioning, because I think that...
I'm just saying, it's much
different. Misbarayim l'knivas yerek, says the Shach Pishataz.
But that doesn't... I don't know what it is. If it was a peeler, so that doesn't... That's different. Peeling, I understand... It's not a chashav atikim, because peeling is like a preparatory...
Since I'm cutting is more chashav in
general. It's like a preparatory stage. Here, you're cutting an apple. You're slicing an apple. You're also coring it, but you're...
So that's me ikur chash...
Yeah, you're cutting apple to eat it for your kid, for God. It's not stomping. Whatever.
I hear that. You want to say it's kind of the bracha?
I don't. I have three minutes. Like
I'm just saying. You hear that, Rav Moshe? You see, like Rav Moshe said, like a toaster, no chashivas. We're saying peeling, no chashivas. So you want to say cutting, yes, chashivas? Why so pushy?
What's the difference between cutting an apple and cutting a piece of chicken? You think it's on the table?
A toaster, yeah. You're not doing anything.
Cutting other apple. Cutting chicken, I'd say it's part of it. It's klei suda. So why is it so posh to do that cutting? That's why I didn't think I'll sue the... No.
I mean, what's the case that he brings this of a heter that's a chash of a zach? He says, Barzel shemisakim play kreplach. Perm, what are you doing over there?
I have no idea.
He brings that as the tikkun chash of Masha Inkin if you just come in here.
That's what I'm saying. I hear. This sounds like what I was thinking. But Mamash is like chash of a thing. Mamash. Gainus.
No, but if it just took out the
just the core,
I think for sure not. Then I would say it's like.
Barzum sanim lekreplach.
Just took out the core.
You didn't make it
unless,
more.
Unless you
right.
Say,
exactly.
But unless you say that's a very chashuv thing. To get out the
soulless. But for cutting out the inedible part.
Yeah, but it's inedible. That's the thing. The klipa. I think they're assuming. Who needs to take off the peel? Take off the peel of an apple is mamish just l'rach chamil. So everything's fine with that. Take out the pits. The pits are mamish.
This barzel that you do kreplach are probably it's probably a triangle form thing.
Cut it out.
This it's not really the same thing.
Okay.
Saying, you know,
I hear you're saying it's a knife. I'm just saying it's not so posh. I hear. So what? Let's be Masbir. So we're saying that even though Knivas Nerik, yeah, no bracha. And even though Peeler, no bracha. And even though Ramosh has a toaster, no tefillah bracha. So we're saying this, Hagam, that it's not klei suda, and Hagam, it's from the Tikkun of Moshe. Cutting up the food is a chayil of the.
That's good with the Tazbim Machal.
Now, what about an apple core by itself? Just the core, it doesn't cut it up. Just takes out the core.
Wait, so you think this is Tova with a bracha, Bekitzer, the one that cuts it
that's
off?
Also? Like
I hear you saying, I think so. I didn't think of it. The truth, I wasn't sure what I was referring to. I remember this interesting shot. I hear, you want to say that a knife, even a kitchen knife that doesn't come to the table, cut it up, a knife that cuts up, that's from the chashivas of a tikkuni meichel, that, you know.
I think it's because you're eating it. I don't know about a lettuce. I'm saying, I think it's because
what is it, lettuce? Lettuce
the,
also.
The tazels rings the you know, case.
If I give you a salad with a big piece of
cloth of lettuce. It's like you take off the burnt stuff from the lechem.
You do.
You take it and scrape it. That's also
you don't cut lettuce and eat it.
You do.
And that's just being a baser in the dressing.
Some people.
It's not called eating it raw.
No, he's just saying it's not like.
It's not the. It's not like.
It's not like.
My kid won't eat apples. I'm cutting the apple for him. It's partial to how you eat it.
I told him one second
lettuce,
that I was.
It's
not placed either because it doesn't come to the table. Now you're saying something else. You cut up in the kitchen. Just give it to your kid.
No, that's what I meant all the time. I meant meaning you eat apples by cutting
it. He's saying it's even smarter. He's saying it's placed either.
My lettuce.
Yeah. He's saying it's even smarter. He's saying it's placed either, partial. I don't bring it to the table. So what?
I eat immediately after I cut it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way you eat an apple.
Right. Well, I'm not sure.
You could also eat a whole apple to a hoodie.
That's not true.
But back to the core.
How do you just fire? I'm not sure because it's not klei suda. It doesn't come to the table.
Oh, he grabbed
a salad. It's a chashuv adikun. What are you saying?
No, no, no.
I'm saying it's a chashuv adikun. Because it's not like a prep. It's not like a kinesis. It's not like peeling. That's the way you eat an apple. If some people
don't like lettuce,
all these things you're talking about? Because it's revision.
I think it's like a step removed. As a chicken, as
some people certainly will take a bowl of greens, add in maybe some tomatoes and just put it.
No, but it doesn't.
I'm not sure it changes.
Maybe
it doesn't.
Maybe the apple doesn't change
it entirely after.
Maybe it's only green as a kid. Because some people
don't eat it. That's my Mishnah. Okay, I don't know if that's the tonight. What you're saying, it's chashuv. Even if you have to mix in tomatoes and dressing, it's still chashuv. But what about the core itself? The core by itself. What? Elamai. Elamai clay. It's not necessary. It's not kosher. It's an unnecessary, irrelevant thing. Mashiach, taking out the psoilos. It's gar kosher. At Shabbos, you chayv boyer derais. I do such thing, probably. Who knows?
No.
Boyer. I mean, taking out psoilos gummy. Zeder. So you have a Zeder, but I'm saying it's a very kosher mitzvah. Saying no bracha because for pekin is.
I understood chashuv tikkun though in the eating process. No, I thought chashuv tikkun doesn't mean like killing.
I could tell you had a different event. I'm sorry.
Chashuv tikkun means. That's how we learn. Chashuv
tikkun means. No, because cooking the food. Cook. What about the pot?
That's a chashuv tikkun.
In the eating process, it's chashuv tikkun. It's a chashuv.
No, you made it from raw to edible. That's why chashuv.
That's why.
But peeling, I thought the peeler was like. Who cares?
Who cares? Because it could be. Could do without it. So what about a core? What about something he takes out the core?
Probably you could do without it.
Do without it. I don't know if that's Kenemis.
It's
still not a lot. It's not a mamatino. Kenemis Yarek, the Lashon there is. You could do, Zakhtar Moshe, like, okay, Moshe said by toasting. You could push it, totally do without it. You have to get rid of the pits. Oh, my, you don't. You just eat to the pits and throughout the core. Interesting. It's tiny. Some people chop off the apples, then you have to cut out the core. Well, I don't know what to say about that. Interesting. Okay, I hear. I would say without a bracha. With the knife, I hear. I think cutting up food in the way that it's eaten is a chashuv tikkun. With a bracha, the apple core itself, without a bracha, I still not so not machlit. Maybe with a bracha. Maybe with a bracha. Yeah, maybe. Not sure. Elamai, it's a suffix bracha. Okay.
Which
question? Ches, very interesting question. Gershon is Geyer, but his mother, the shiksa, is an old dying lady. And you know the halach in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Aleph is that a ger is Geyer is chayv and keep it away to his Geyish mother. It's a big chiddush because she's not related to her, but he is chayv. It's a Rambam, and Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva explaining it's a very shvur thing. Okay, whatever it is, that's not an again. I'm just saying, Maisi is a nice guy. He moved in to take care of his ailing mother, and so he kashers the sheikh's kitchen. And everything is mahajin, klat, but that's ha'im tzarech l'tfol ha'keilim. Okay, so now, old, half-senile, dying mother, he's the bailo, he kashers all kitchen, he buys the food. He's not the bailo, this is my point, he's not the bailo. He buys the food, he pays for the food, he takes care of his mother, it's her mother, it happens to be it's hers, he's living in her house, he doesn't pay her rent, but it's his, he buys the food, he kashered the whole thing.
No,
I'm asking, this is my question, does he have to tell what he's keilim?
No, for sure not.
He's borrowing from a guy. He's a little
it's
bit more
than
a shoyl. That's
my
point.
Less than borrowing. It's
my problem is like this. I think this might be Nikr Shemisa Olaf. Is this any different than a mashkin that's mukhot the other?
She's not using the healing?
Oh my, she's the violent. She can kick him out. Yeah, she's an old.
She's not using
it's hers.
It's hers. I don't mean to brother.
What? No brother. I hear. We'll get to that. Let's talk to no brother. She's the only child.
I think Dazzy is screwed.
I think there might be a difference to a Ger who, let's say, is living by his Gaisha parents for some strange reason, and they agree to cash in the kitchen. There's still the bottle.
Shmaya love is easy to say when it's only in his rishos. Here, she's using it. She's there.
He feeds her. He feeds her. You know,
she's there.
He feeds her blended parish.
I say it's Shmaya love. It's Shmat love. I'm saying it's hers. She's using it. She's no good.
He kosher her the kitchen. He feeds her. She's an invalid.
It's Leigara from Shmaya love of Shutvis. I'm saying.
It is. Guess what?
Guess what?
If he wanted to sell the food processor, someone would stop him.
He's in Dazzler Squid, Akilah. He's
99.99.
He's
99.99. Not just 99%. 100%. You're saying Shmat Olaf. She's the old lady in bed. He serves her in bed every day.
There's no transaction, Akilah. Dazzler Squid is only when there was a transaction.
When he moved in, kosher the kitchen, took over. He does the shopping.
Yeah, like
this doesn't work. These Caleb are used only with food that he buys.
Yeah, exactly.
Going across is. These Caleb are only used with the food that he buys with his own hard
work. I don't know if you ever found that squeal like that one.
It's more than Daikler Shkui. It's his. He can do what he wants. He can sell this Caleb now. I don't know if it's right Chushan Mishpadik, but like, no one's stopping. He can make a yard sale tomorrow. It's not his case. It's not a claim. It's all he can sell them. If she goes into cardiac arrest and he decides not to resuscitate, like, it's his. That's it. So, fine. No, you want to be Machmir and title to Caitlin? What, Taz?
When you say yes, sir. Taz is about to, when you give it and then you show it back. The last Taz. The Taz is Machmir over there for that.
Oh, Yenethan.
That's also, though, because really, also you're just a show up, but since it's like Mamish like that.
The Taz, when you borrow from a guy on Shabbos.
When you give it to him and you borrow it back. So Taz is Machmir.
Yeah.
So they're also there. There's no
Taz. It's not. Bailos is by the guy.
That's also only a
show. Alamai, she's in the house. That's what they're saying. So he's in the she's in the house. But so what? She's an invalid.
Let me ask you this. This Taz, right? We had the Eitz for Shabbos. Give it to the guy and borrow back.
That's what exactly he's saying.
Right? Okay, so long term, right?
But
why
do
we say long term?
It's going to be his
rent.
Whatever the case is.
Why? Because it's staying in your house.
No. You're also, it's his house.
It's her house.
But it's his house. He's invited to stay there forever. He knows she's dying soon. It's his house.
Why, what's the difference between in the
Taz? It's very, very similar to the Taz. Not Makna, that's something I love in Kinyonim.
Oh, so now Shemi's in the house also. Shemi's in the house, and therefore. Now Shemi's in the Kalim also.
That's really what I'm saying.
It's called
Shemi. How could you eat from these Kalim? It's your Kalim!
But in the case of the Taz, the Shalom, halakhically, you can't do anything with it. You can't do anything.
Interesting. You know what he's saying? They're saying, Karim, Karim, Shutfus. You hear that? That's what he quoted you.
I don't. It's like I'm sure she's also eating from it. Like she's also
interesting. Shit's this.
I didn't know.
I think she's the shayla.
She's the shayla.
I just want to say the following thing. That I spoke to some people who also thought like you all think. But if she dies.
Cut it with the bracha.
Oh, because you're saying she's not chai. You want to say potters. Then when she dies, it's chai with the bracha. Well, my question was that if you're machmer like me, then she dies. The chayyim can't be samech on that. But she does see because it's a shtickle sub. You have to tell them again, which is a bit difficult to say. I hear there's a new time you're saying about shutzlis. Shutzlis, interesting time. She's like basically not. You know, like, she has no say in the matter anymore. A shutzlis has a say in the matter. Oh my, 1% shutzlis. That's what we said b'shaita. I'm not sure 1% shutzlis does. You know, the mashal. Zaktum shamos almin. The kalim of Iriat Yerushalayim or the tzahal. They need tefillah. What do you say now? Not because it's 10% Russian goyim in the army. Maybe not, because Shami saw is enough.
I mean, Louis Zer, she knew that he was selling her stuff. She would be happy.
So. No, she's seen that. Like she's seen that.
What? That's not even Nick of the Russians are using them. 90% of
the
Russians never touched.
Yeah, well, I have another question. Where she's confined to bed, she has no teeth. He just serves her one bowl, the same porridge. The other kalim he doesn't use. She doesn't have skewers anywhere. She doesn't eat rotisserie steaks. She doesn't have that stuff anymore. So what about that?
If it'd be Ishmael love, he would have it in his house.
What about that? What about the kalim? He lives there.
It's in her house.
He moved in. He kashered the kitchen. He works. He brings home the groceries from Moshe's supermarket. And what about the kalim that she doesn't use anymore? She can't use. She has no teeth. I think yeah, well, she can invite her friends, but she's too nice. I don't know. I don't know.
The fact that there was no real, like to say she has there's no cause for sure. Like I'm saying, you didn't
okay,
do anything.
We grab Ryan. Right. We don't need that. Just mean, so what? So what do you need aside from that?
It's like, so till now is always in her. So what makes it?
He put a mezuzah on the door. I don't know if he needs a mezuzah space. Nachashai, that's probably telling the same thing. Interesting. It's a shtickle bailam, that's all I'm saying. More than a shtickle, you know what I'm saying? And what about when she has a heart attack and they send her to the hospital and she's on life support? And now still not? She's not coming home from the hospital.
Okay, so now that
she's alive.
Everything.
What?
She's not coming anywhere near him now.
It's hers. Okay, so now you're masking me these two. Yeah, it's very. I'm just saying. Point. Yeah, it's like very interesting. And this is really based on this story that we pointed out that many ufanim, like the Taz, like Mashkin, it's not talking by us. It comes like the shtickle, a call if you raise a mirror. If she's on life support, you know, if it's a state that allows assisted suicide, it's like that's a whole bag. It's like
a whole thing.
Life
support in the hospital.
There it is. Exactly. Like, yeah. Let's say she's at home and she's on a respirator. And she's
but let's say the mother exactly. said, let's say, come on, like, you know, Sonny, you're in charge from now on.
This is your house. I'm back.
That won't happen. She said to him, you know what, you're in charge.
You're in charge?
You're in charge.
You're in charge. She still eats.
I'm here. Could you take care of me? I'm here.
Yeah, you take
that's
care of me.
That's different than the Taz. That's different than the Taz that says that.
Oh, my, they're trying to cheat.
He's the
chef. He's
what? Yeah, it's his. She said, Sonny, you know, you're inheriting me now. This is your house, take good care of it, you know.
I'm saying, what's the clear guide to the school?
Here, so like you're asking all these, how am I? She still plays tennis, they're not. Interesting. Okay, the next question does not make any sense. It was basically a mistake. Ma'unus chabracha kishatayim beis kelim. Yes, all tefillos came. Okay, so in terms of Al-Klei Zchuchis, Al-Klei Matchis, so the minhag is not to make anything. The question is on one kli. So the Pashtus Halacha is, what it says in Shulchan Aruch in the Poskim, is Al-Tefillos Kli. Maisa, the point was that the Poskim pointed out the minhag is, I'm saying I was asked this shayla by a number of people, and I used to think that Pashit Kli. The Aruch Shulchan says, a minhag Pashit, and Shevet Levi points that also, minhag Pashit says Al-Tefillos Kelim. Because Bechal, you know, it's a Kasha. The Hechat Eisim or Machal, like Al-Kli Kelim, as opposed to Kisui Hadam or other brachas, but you're not machalik. Or mezuzah, akfiyas mezuzah. You put up 10 mezuzahs, you don't say akfiyas mezuzahs. So what's the chalik? So mashag is a tshuva, what's the chalik? What?
There's only one of the mitzvah makers in there.
Hi, mezuzah?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. In every room in your house?
Yeah.
Maybe Kalim is different, but it's one mezuzah. Mashag is a tshuva. It's one mezuzah, so you're having one bracha for a mezuzah. You say mezuzah, it's not mezuzah. So you're starting off Kalim. You say Kalim. There they live in. When it's just one thing, when the Lashon is Yachid, so when you do each one, so you do many of them, it's chal on each one individually.
Okay.
So it makes sense. You only do one kli, you're doing only one kli, you're saying kalim, then it doesn't make sense.
So what? Oh. So you listen to the plural.
Yeah. I'm just guessing.
Interesting. That's a very simple answer. Right? Okay.